It's mainly the technical aspects of the media that goes out. So the actual content itself generally is handled by the press officer, but he's not a technophobe, but not in terms of presentation and things like that. He's not that's not his expertise. So I was brought in really to present the information and manage the way it goes out and appears.
Have you previously worked in with football clubs or technology?
Well, I was freelance here. My expertise really is video. So I was freelance for the club doing video work for them, and I ended up coming in on a slightly bigger role. So that bigger role involved the social media and the website and things like that.
Focusing on the social media aspect, how do you manage Morecambe's social media accounts?
It's quite difficult actually because it's got a smaller following, and it's more the fan base. So if, for example, we've lost a game or two, there's a lot less interaction. So, I mean, if we've won, leading into a week, you'll put something bog standard out, and it'll have loads of responses, and it'll cause a lot of discussion. Whereas if you've lost, you'll put things out there, and it's just not discussed. I don't think that's quite the same with clubs with bigger fan bases, but obviously Morecambe, it's one of the smallest fan bases in the Football League, so it's actually really difficult to manage in that sense. But if we're winning, it sort of manages itself.
How do you think social media has changed football clubs and the way they operate?
Hugely. I think not only have they got to keep tabs on what the players are putting on there, because that is a big problem. The players aren't exactly the most mature, grounded people. They're a bit erratic in a lot of the things they do. So giving them the power to just write things that are in the public domain and remain there, it's very, very dangerous. So a lot of effort goes into policing that, and then for the club to communicate to fans, it's free advertising, isn't it? I mean, everyone likes to follow football clubs on Twitter and on Facebook and things like that. And immediately there, it's given clubs a license to target certain people without even paying. It's quite big, really.
You mentioned how there's quite a small following on social media, and it's reflected in the amount of fans that come here at the Globe Arena. But still, compared to the amount that come here, Morecambe's still got quite a good following on social media.
Yeah, I think Twitter is sort of around 13,000, I believe, and then Facebook might be 15,000. And you compare that to our average home gate, which I think is about 16,000, 17,000 this season. 1,600, sorry. So you're talking not 10 times, but close to 10 times the amount on social media. But it shows that there's interest there from people, but not enough for them to come to game. It's really difficult to sort of establish. Obviously, there's people in London, there's journalists, there's fans of other clubs that follow us, but yeah, it's an interesting one.
This season, Blackpool had an incident with one of their official club Twitter accounts that got into an argument with a fan, and they had to delete their Twitter account in the end.
Right.
It was a commercial BFC account. How would you avoid an incident like that?
Well, it is a dangerous one, if I'm honest. I mean, Twitter, you don't just log in and out. You can be on your own personal one, and then one button will switch you to the official football club one. So if you have someone operating the club's Twitter account who likes a drink or something like that, it'd be very easy to put things on the wrong one. I mean, that in itself is quite dangerous. But in terms of making the decision to respond to things, I think it's very, very dangerous. And I think a lot of the time people are looking for a response, and they'll tweet clubs and individuals looking for a response, and sometimes they get them. I mean, it's just one of the dangers that comes with it, I think.
The original sort of Twitter account for Morecambe was created a bit before you joined in 2013.
Yeah.
Do you know whose idea it was to bring Morecambe onto social media
I
like
do.
that?
Fat Media, it's a digital media company based in Lancaster. Their director at the time was a big Morecambe fan, and they did a lot of stuff for us, before I came in. It was one of the directors who comes to every game. He decided that we should have one. At the time, there was only Morecambe and Manchester United who did not have Twitter accounts, for Football League clubs. So he decided to take it on himself to make one and tweet from the stands. So it wasn't even a club official at first.